This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Can being on the horn make you horny? Literally horny. A headline in the Washington Post scared the crap out of us this week. Quote, horns are growing on young people's skulls because phone use is to blame, research suggests. Newsweek called them spikes growing from our skulls. Caused by the forward tilt of the head when we look at our phones, it shifts the weight in your muscles and your spine and your skull, and it causes a spiky bone spur. Just a bone spur, not really spikes or horns. Those headlines were kind of misleading. I was picturing horns, weren't you? Like devil horns, maybe? Or ram horns, yes. Maybe a French horn, yes. How'd you like that growing out of your skull? Or perhaps this horn. You know, I really think the music makes it pleasurable. That's why I have it playing in my spa. Jim, I don't know what I meant there. The study could be full of crap because some people, Reason Magazine is debunking it, said it has more to do with posture, but I don't care that it's false because I like the story.
I like it too. Look, I'm into heavy metal music, so that's always the devil's music. So yes. I've been wanting horns for years.
Yes.
You know, so if I got a, it's kind of nerdy though that I'm going to get it from my iPhone 8 horns.
Yes.
I'd much rather get it from my lust, greed, and gluttony lifestyle. You know, that's way cooler.
You know, Kat, this is just one effective technology. If you go down the line, social media is turning us into monsters, right? We're less human. Video games are basically killing off sports, which I'm for, actually. And pornography is offering you the ability to satisfy your needs without the messiness of human contact. We're turning into cyborgs.
That's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this horn story and I should have been concerned, seeing as I stare at my phone.
Yes.
Literally all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I probably have the horns. If they're real, I definitely have the horns.
Yes, yes.
And I don't care because what else am I supposed to look at? Like the world around me?
No.
Barf.
And you can't see your own horns.
I don't understand the downside of being on your phone all the time because phones are much more interesting than most people. Except for maybe one.
Who?
One downside.
Okay.
It would make me very easy to kidnap.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't even realize it was happening. I would look up, like, 3 days later. I'd be like, wait, whose dungeon is this? Surprised
that's
it
good.
Hasn't happened
that's
yet.
That's good to know for potential kidnappers.
Bring me
Manhattan.
Your dungeons. I won't even notice. Probably yeah. Would be boring to kidnap, though, because I'd just be like playing words with friends the whole time.
Just keep texting her.
Yeah.
Keep texting her. Who is this? I want to know who you are. You could carry her away. It'd be great.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So, Joey, would you mind having some horns?
Listen, when I read this headline, I'm like, when did the Westboro Baptist Church start doing scientific studies? Like, your bones giving you horns, you know? But listen, you know, humans are the only ones that adapt our environment to us rather than evolve to it, right? We wear jackets instead of grow fur. It's proven that we're losing our pinky toes because we wear shoes.
Thank God for that.
I'm way ahead of you on that one, by the way.
Yeah, right? my pinky toe is just stupid. It's stupid. No, right. You look at your pinky toe and it's like, why?
Mine is molded out of rubber and connected to all the others. But
I'm complaining. I'm complaining to Joey that I don't like my pinky toe.
My pinky toe.
Yes, man.
So when I saw this, I thought they meant like having your phone up there was causing a bone spur, but it's looking down. It's like, how did people read books for 2,000 years?
Yeah,
did they hold them up here? Like, I don't know.
I think that this is not entirely true, Tyrus. However, the greater idea that the human mind or the human body is in communion with technology,
right.
we're producing offspring that is a commingling of electronic, of like computers and humans.
Right.
Drop acid.
Okay, listen, I love a good science story, and I'm all for some cool evolution, but this don't even make sense. If you're leaning forward all the time, shouldn't the horn come out here to be like a kickstand, keep your head up? Like, it's in the back. It's only pushing you this way. And if your little theory would come out, wouldn't like our chins just become like a phone holder? Like, that would be like, wow, our chins are longer so we can, you know, so Kat can have more free time with her other hand to drink while she texts us. Like, this type of stuff sounds great, but this is the problem with media today. It's all about the headline.
Yeah.
The hell with the facts of the story. One kid's got bad posture and apparently some stuff growing out the back of his neck, and the best excuse his parents could come up with was, oh, it's from his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like something my mom would have used to ground me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that thing. It's like, you know, it's when they always would tell you that you would go blind, right? Yeah. You know, when you... I didn't even have to finish the line.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.